This is the Caliph's decree. Read it. Surprise, Sheik. You wouldn't believe it, right?
Huh. You were supposed to ask about the sorcerer's death, Walid. The Caliph has issued my dismissal order.
So did you expect him to issue my dismissal order?
What accusations have you made against me? What lies have you written to the Caliph about me, Walid?
You're a Muslim man. Don't slander me. I just wrote to the Caliph about the Prophet saying you refer to the sorcerer's death. I asked if it has any validity, that's it.
Then why has the Caliph dismissed me? Why hasn't he said anything about the validity of the saying?
He has. By dismissing you, the Caliph has rejected... He has rejected the validity of the saying.
But the Caliph has forgiven the Asdi Janab. It means that he's acquitted of the murder accusations. It means that the saying is confirmed
Janab
as valid.
Janab is forgiven because Ali's intervened. Didn't you read that?
I read it. If the sorcerer hadn't been killed with the strike of the sword, the Asdi Janab would have been a murderer. Ali never hides the truth. The Caliph doesn't break the religious principles just because somebody has intervened, even if Ali intervenes. Why has the Caliph dismissed me?
You're asking too many questions. Go ask the Caliph. If he gives someone a position out of expediency and then takes it back, he's done nothing wrong, has he?
You and Marwan have slandered me.
I'm not in the mood to argue with you. You can't insist on what you're saying. That way you'll carry the burden of our sins. The bottom line is...
I know. From now on, you're the legitimate judge of Kufa.
May God reward you. You didn't finish reading the Caliph's decree. From now on... You're the treasurer of Kufa.
And I shouldn't get involved in the expenditures and the revenues of the treasury, right? You'd better find someone else to act as the porter of the treasury. I'm either in charge of the treasury that belongs to the people, or I'm not. If I am, then you don't have any right to spend more than your own rights. Do you hear?
Are you against the Caliph's decree?
Look, I'm against your nonsense. You've written lies to the Caliph so you can keep me away from the Kufar treasury.
You see? You see how he's infatuated with his position. This is what we call self-indulgence. Look, he's making all this noise because he's lost his position.
You can keep that position forever. The Caliph has relieved me of the burden as heavy as a mountain.
Disrespecting the Caliph's writings shows that you're upset. All you can do is preach. When it comes to practice, you're worse than anyone else.
The Caliph's writing is just made of some ink on a piece of animal skin. It's not divine inspiration. If I'm burning with rage, it's because the people's treasury is burning. You owe 100,000 dinars to the treasury that belongs to the people. If you don't pay your debt, I'll bring down Kufar on your head. Do you understand?
Wardon?
Yes, sir.
Follow him like his shadow. Be careful with him. Be careful he and his messenger don't leave Kufar.
Following me, you wretch. What do you want? You're like unleashed dogs. You become wild because you smell blood, right?
Don't swear at me, Sheikh. We've got nothing to do with you.
Tell me why you're following me. Come on.
Are you crazy?
You're the one who's crazy. Your insight is blind. Why do you kill people? Just because the thug orders you. Why do you kill Dina? You're really wicked.
You should be ashamed because of your age.
I'll skin you alive. Do you think you can do whatever you want to just because your corrupt master supports you?
What happened? Sheikh, what happened? What happened? What happened?
Where are you going, Qutam?
The Sheikh of Kufa isn't feeling well.
What? The Sheikh isn't feeling well? Why don't you do something? Give it to me.
The old man is really bad-tempered.
Stand aside. Did you want to kill the Sheikh, Wardan?
He's the one who wanted to kill me. If he hadn't passed out, his sharp cane would have pierced my chest.
You were following him.
And perhaps you were following me? Let's go.
$100,000. Whose money? Even if the Caliph is willing to donate the money, God isn't.
The list of expenses should be adorned with 10 drops of blood, each drop from a camel that has been killed in different places, from the Kefar village to the government buildings, so that they would keep the evil eye away from the most beautiful bride in this land. 3 bags of candies, 5 herds of buffaloes that have enough milk for the daily consumption of 30 people, as a symbol of the 5 fingers on each hand of the sheikhs of Zohar, Otragi, Saradiam, and Zaminier. Necklace and bracelet, likewise, as adornments. 1.5 pounds of gold ingot, molds, and other related decorative items. 3,000 dinars paid to the goldsmith. 4,000 dinars for silk and cotton textiles. Cash for a pony. A pony from Kefar, decorated with saddle, lace, and bridle, with a silver bit and girth. 1,100 dinars? Huh? 1,100 dinars. Why would Walid, who's scared of horses and hates horseback riding, pay 1,100 dinars for a pony? Abu Zubaid, are you listening? Abu Zubaid!
I don't know anything about these figures and numbers. I'm only responsible for poems, cups, and the stars in the sky. The nanny is in charge of the financial matters.
60 dinars paid to the nanny's doctor, and for her teeth. 11 dinars for cardamom and cloves. I'll break her neck! Hey, nanny!
Get it. Break it. You'll feel better.
You spend, and spend, and spend. I'm the one who needs to pay 100,000 dinars of debt, not you. If you want to make a false list of expenses, you'd better do it in a way that someone would believe it. Forget about the teeth, cardamom, or cloves. And what is that pony doing on my list? It grazes on 11,000 dinars of my wealth and only puts droppings on my credit.
I don't have enough time to listen to these stupid things. The turkey for your dinner might burn in the kitchen.
Answer me! Answer me!
People are waiting for the governor of Kufa in the mosque. Hurry up, you'll be late.
I have a question. When the governor of Kufa doesn't know what's going on in his own house, how can he help the people in Kufa?
Do you really not know?
I really don't know.
Kefa is the village that sent the most beautiful eyes in this land to your cursed house. You gave that pony with bridle and silver harness as a gift to her father. You gave 5 herds of buffaloes to the sheikhs as a bribe so that they would fight for you when you needed them. We mixed the cardamom and cloves with the feathers of partridge and goose so that your pillow and quilt would smell good.
That's enough. That's enough.
Huh.
I am like a lonely ram that's fighting with a rock. Do you see, lady? Everyone is blowing in order to send the smoke from the fire of politics into the eyes of love. What can I do, my angel?
Live.
In order to live, I have to talk on behalf of thousands of people and make up stories.
Everyone is like that. Put them on. People are waiting for you in the mosque.
Looking at you is more important than my religious duties. Don't blink, so I can get enough energy for my 3-hour speech.
My eyes are nothing compared to your loyalty. I'll only close them when either I'm dead or your loyalty. Put them on.
Oh, men. Behold, we have created you all out of a male and a female, and have made you into nations and tribes, so that you might come to know one another. Verily, the noblest of you in the sight of God is the one who is most deeply conscious of him. Behold, God is all-knowing, all-aware. I ask for God's forgiveness. These words are inspirations. Being connected to the position of prophecy doesn't always mean that you'll get closer to God. Being a relative of the prophet is also the same. I have a question. Do sheikhs have their credit because they are companions of the prophet? Or because of their religion? The Caliph Osman bin Affan was a companion of the prophet, wasn't he? Was he, God forbid, shaky in his religion? Sheikhs are interested in divine position, not worldly designations. If they accept a position, it is out of duty, not their worldly desire. Before me, one of the companions of the prophet was your governor, Sayyid ibn Abi Waqqas. You were angry with him, so the caliph dismissed him. I don't know if you complained. Or if your complaint was justified, that's between you and God. God hasn't exempted Muslims from the punishment of hell. Did Sa'd insult the caliph after he was dismissed? Did he humiliate the caliph's governor? Why didn't he do it? Why didn't he do that? Why? Because he was afraid of God's punishment. I read out the caliph's decree for you. I heard, and you witnessed, that the Sheikh of Kufar has blamed me for his dismissal, and has sworn at me everywhere on the streets. Because of the Sheikh's insult, I'll deal with him later. But I have a question. Do you know why the Sheikh and I argued?
Does Walid want to stop me from going to the house of God? Walid!
Stay here.
Do you want to stop me from doing what God has allowed me to do? Do you allow yourself to do what God has forbidden? As long as you pretend to act according to your religion, you'll be considered Muslims. If you do something irreligious in secret, you'll put yourself in misery. I won't remain silent about your obvious wrongdoings that I've seen with my own two eyes. I don't have anything to do with the rest of the wrongdoings that I've heard. Oh, people, he owes 100,000 dinars to the treasury of Kufa. When I was a treasurer of Kufa and your trustee, I couldn't get the debt that belongs to you. Now it's up to you. You people, you can get the money back or let him have it.
Why are you so angry, Sheikh? What is it that I have stopped you from doing? I ordered them to stop you from entering the mosque until I finished my sermon on the pulpit, because I knew that you would disturb me when I'm talking to the people. But you've come in, and you've interrupted my sermon, and oppressed me, even though I am your governor. Well, if I have a right, you'll have to be answerable for it. And they'll make you pay for it on the day of judgment. As for the 100,000 dinars that I owe the treasury of Kufar, yes, I owe it. I asked you for some time to pay back the debt, but you didn't agree. So I wrote to the caliph about it.
He asked me to extend the deadline for as long as it takes for him to be able to pay it. Are you a poor man, Walid? I gave you the 100,000 dinars as a loan for a specific period of time, not forever. Sell some of your cattle, servants, and properties to pay your debt. I swear to God, I'd give him more time if I was sure that he really wanted to pay back his debt. When pigs are flying around in the sky, that'll be the day. Well, it will pay back the 100,000 dinars to the treasury.
Why shouldn't I slander you when you do it? Are you trying to get back the people's money or your lost position? Are you? You don't have good intentions. You don't have good intentions, Sheikh. Those who listen to the word and follow the best thereof, those are the ones whom Allah has guided, and those are men of understanding. I ask for God's forgiveness. These believers heard what you said, but I have a question. Can we blame somebody for robbery just based on our suspicion?
Walid!
Hmm?
Unlike you, the Sheikh isn't interested in the material world. He doesn't have assets in this world. He's had the honor of taking part in the Bard War and the Pledge of Rizwan. Even the Caliph doesn't have those honors. You don't act according to our religious laws or the traditions of the previous caliphs. Omar only spent 16 dirhams during the Hajj pilgrimage and said he had been extravagant. But you take 100,000 dinars from the treasury. Is the caliph aware of it and he doesn't want you to give an explanation?
Women should be at Sheikh's home. They shouldn't talk publicly at men's gatherings.
She's behind the curtain. She hasn't exposed herself to strangers. She didn't say anything wrong. Right words are right, no matter who says them, whether you're a man or a woman.
I didn't know that women in Kufar are in touch with the Sheikh.
Stop talking garbage. You're not a Muslim. I'm the one who brought up Ghatam. Oh, people of Kufar, you are indebted to the Sheikh. He taught the words of inspiration to you. He read out the Prophet's sayings to you. In the conflict between the governor of Kufa and him, don't sell your religion to this world. In your prayers, you follow someone who killed a Muslim. Like Dina, without any trial. When the caliph forgives the Azdi John Dab, it means he didn't have the right to shed Dina's blood. The prayer you just said isn't accepted by God. Follow the Sheikh! Follow the Sheikh!
You hunted the governor, Ghatam.
We're not supposed to wait until the governor hunts us.
I advise you to be careful.
I am.
Well, pay allegiance so I can redeem you from the darkness of ignorance.
Thank God. You stupid man.
It's empty, Walid.
Walid, oh.
May God accept your prayers.
When it is forbidden to follow the governor of Kufa in prayers, we have to follow the Sheikh of Kufa.
Ordinary people always follow someone. They don't care if it's Walid or the Sheikh.
You're dishonest and a hypocrite.
Oh, what is wrong with you? Why are you in such a rush? What's the rush for? You couldn't even argue with a woman. So how did you want to argue with the Sheikh of Kufar? Walid, I'm your nanny, not the woman who humiliated you in the mosque. But it wasn't that bad. Did you see her?
No. How could I see her from behind the curtain?
She was really gorgeous. If you had faith, and if you had seen her, you would lose all your faith.
Be afraid. Be afraid of black pupils. The invisible arrows of the hunter of the hearts. The girl with her magical eyes is God's rival. God with his inspiration, and she with her coquetry, can tie up the commander of thousands of iron-made men.
I'll do something so her husband will always regret it.
What husband, Walid?
That sanctimonious stupid man whose forehead has calluses like a camel's knee.
He was her father, Abba Gautam.
Is Gautam single?
I have found a bride for my Walid.
Should I accept my enemy as my bride? Oh, never.
You have to be a woman in order to understand how mischievous women are. Gautam talked in public to set a trap and to hunt you. Don't be surprised, Walid. Her courage and oratory skills are nothing compared to her beauty. Gautam deserves you. Listen to me. Don't miss the chance.
Be careful so the veiled lady in the house doesn't find out about it. Those faithful brides from the tribes are just like tight clothes. If you don't wear them, you'll be naked, and if you wear them, you'll have a hard time.
I'll take care of the veiled lady of the harem. You should think of winning Gautam's heart. Which one is easier for you to move, your small tongue or your big head?
My small tongue. In the creation myth, it's mentioned that only women know how to move their tongues efficiently. It's said that if women sleep at night, their tongues fall asleep at the crack of the dawn. When women are present, men are powerless to do anything but move their heads, Nanny.
Why are you so jealous, poet? Our tongue is truly nothing compared to yours. You can make 7 thick anthologies about the beauty of women.
Ask for wine. Ask for wine and make yourselves relieved. You have the key to the wine cellar. You've forgotten to give us the ration for tonight.
The Sheikh will execute us if he finds out about it, old child.
We'll drink the wine, and then we'll go get the punishment. We'll accept both of them.
She loves you.
She's given me milk, Abu Zubayd. Women give their children their entire life by giving them milk. She's alive because of me. Well, what should we do with tonight's disgrace? Everybody in Kufar's on the Sheikh's side.
They're with the Sheikh just for tonight. By tomorrow they'll change their minds because of what they need. You own Kufa's treasury, Walid. Walid?
What was her name?
Who?
The girl who humiliated me.
Oh, Gautam. It seems she's a good hunt for you. The nanny has also liked her.
Get a pen, Abu Zubayd. Get a pen. The Caliph should be informed of what happened in Kufa.
Say it.
Write it down. In the name of God and the Glorious. From Walid ibn Uqbah, the governor of Kufar, to Osman ibn Affan, the commander of the faithful.
The commander of the faithful.
I have to inform you that Abdullah bin Masud has broken his allegiance to you and has provoked the people in Kufar to revolt. If Abdullah isn't... If he isn't summoned to Medina, summoned as soon as possible, Kufar will fall.
Let's go. Harris is upset. Whatever I ask him, he doesn't say anything. Taste it, see if it's salty.
Harris is also angry, and he's making his sword sharp. Has he called people to rise up? Is it sour?
It's both sour and salty. Are you both pregnant?
I wish you hadn't gone to the mosque and you had cooked the food, Gautam. Your brothers are extremely angry. If the food is sour or salty, they'll get mad at us.
You take care of Harris and Harris, and I'll deal with my father. Okay?
Has something happened in the mosque?
Who is it?
They're knocking on the door so hard as if we owe them something.
Gautam, stay here.
Who is it?
Wait. Let's go. Let's go. Slowly.
What's happened, Gautam?
I harshly criticized the governor of Kufa in support of the Sheikh. For sure they Walid's men have come to deal with us.
They'll ruin us.
Why did you do that, Gautam? Wasn't there anyone else who could stand up in support of the Sheikh?
Don't be scared.
Kufa?
Walid is after me.
Go inside. What do you want?
Don't you want a guest?
Guest is a friend of God. Have you come here alone?
Uh-huh. You don't want to kill your guest, do you?
A guest?
guests knock gently on the door. And they don't look around the house like spies.
You're not a guest, Wardan. You're Valid's mercenary. So you're the enemy of Valid's enemies. Am I right?
What do you want, Wardan?
It's a long story. I'm tired, Abu Ghatam. Will you allow me to go inside? Abba Ghatam, do you think that you and your sons can fight with a powerful man like Walid?
Walid is only powerful because he's leaning on bullies like you.
No. Everybody in Kufa is with Walid.
You saw that everyone followed the Sheikh.
We have to see who they'll follow tomorrow night. Unlike you, the Sheikh of Kufa, despite all his influence, didn't take any risks. He's risen up to the fight against Walid, but you're fighting with the Caliph.
Have you come here just to say that?
I've come here to tell you that you're alone. The Sheikh of Kufa will not support those who've broken their allegiance, and Walid won't hesitate to kill them. The Azdi tribe, despite all the noise they made, didn't support Dinar, as he had broken his allegiance.
Tell me what you want to say.
I'm ready to support you. You know very well that I'm Walid's confidant. I can ask him for your forgiveness, but on one condition.
What is your condition? Say it, say it.
Ghatam is grown up and ready for marriage. And I haven't gotten married. If...
Stop it! You're an unbeliever!
Do you always draw your swords to host your guests? You are Muslims. Did I ask for something illegitimate?
Your condition was illegitimate, you unbeliever. Put your swords back.
So you can set legitimate conditions for me. Why do you want to fight?
My daughter is free to choose. She's the one who should choose her husband, not me. Ghatam?
Yes, father.
Wardan wants to get married to you.
If he's a servant of God, I'll accept.
And what if he's a servant of Walid?
I'll fight with him.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that, Wada?
I hope you're a real Muslim, not a hypocrite. Your strike was worse than 100 strikes of the sword by your brothers, Ghatam.
My first shot missed the target. I aimed for the dog, but I got the puppy.